think it might be late enough. Let's see, it's about... getting close to 3 in the morning. And you are fast asleep, it looks like. You seem to be out cold. But watching you breathe, hearing your little sleep sounds, seeing you so peaceful, it just does something for me. Just like how you in general just seem to do it for me. Funny that. Oh my, what's this in the wastebasket? Oh, tissues? I didn't know you had a cold. Oh wait, I know what else this could be used for. Oh, you naughty, naughty, naughty boy. If you needed to get off, you could have just asked me. Seriously, I don't bite. But, no matter. I suppose, if you were able to get off this evening to whatever it is you fantasize about, it's only fair I get a turn, right? Of course I'm right. Let me just scooch into bed with you. There we go. All nice and comfy. Now, it's my turn. I like being close to you. Just imagining you touching me is enough to get me going. I don't want to do that.
I thought I could just leave near me like this. Get off. Get off. I'm coming. I'm coming.
I've never done anything like that before. Doing this so close to you while you sleep is so very, very, very naughty of me, isn't it? Oh, that was so good. I can barely catch my breath. Those aftershocks. Did I wake you up? Wait a minute. Just how long have you been awake? Were you pretending to sleep? Oh, so you were asleep. And then you felt me get into bed with you. And then started hearing some noises. And then you decided to pretend to sleep. So you could listen to what was going on. Well then, did you like the show? Or should I say, listening experience? Really? You've never heard or seen a girl get off before without a toy? Yes, it's true. Most porn, they use toys when they do solo play. That's fair, I guess. But, I didn't want to use a toy because I worried the buzz from one might wake you up. And using a big dildo by itself would require me putting my pajama pants down. And sometimes I get a little carried away with my big dildo and I end up squirting. And I didn't want to make a mess all over your bed right next to you. Cause again, I didn't want to wake you up. Huh. Why was I doing that? And not my own room? Well, There's a bit of a thrill in having an audience, even if the audience is supposedly unconscious. Because I do it by myself in my room all the time. Like, all the time. And it gets boring after a while. Sometimes I'll do it over, like, a Discord call with a friend with benefits to get their rocks off. But that gets boring too after some time. You need a little thrill in life every once in a while. Isn't that true? Why do it next to you? Well, why not do it next to you, silly goose? Yes, true, it is an invasion of privacy. It could be considered sexual harassment. But... you big dummy! Have you noticed how just I get every time you bring a girl over? How I lock myself away in my room and keep to myself? Or I make sure I'm not even in the apartment when that happens? Because I don't want to hear you and some other chick clapping cheeks. Ugh. And it's not because I'm a prude. You know I'm not a prude. Because you don't leave when I've had guys over. And you've heard us go at it like monkeys. But, to be honest, those random guys, they don't do it for me. I mean, yeah, they're fun at the time, and they can be good friends, but there's nothing special about them. And I don't feel any spark or anything. It's just, you know, casual conversation, casual sex, casual everything. There's not much to it. I like it more when there's a connection between people. A spark, a flame, something. And, well, to be honest, the only person I have felt that for is you! Because when you and I hang out, we could talk about nearly anything. And sometimes we do. Sometimes we'll talk all night until the sun comes up, and then regret it because we have work in a few hours. But it doesn't matter because we had so much fun talking to each other all night. Plus, we do things together. Like, it's more fun cleaning around the apartment when I have a buddy with me. And it's nice to have an audience when I cook once in a while. It's just nice in general. You're a really, really good person. And I think you'd make for an excellent partner. I mean, let's be real. The average guy only wants to get with me because I have a tongue piercing. And they want a blowjob. They never had a blowjob from a girl with a tongue ring before. That's, like, the most I ever get propositioned for, and it gets annoying after a while. They'll start with complimenting, like, my clothes, or my hair, or my tattoos. But then it always goes to the tongue ring. And, like I said, it's always so casual, and monotonous, and boring. There's no spark. No nothing. I don't like it. It's not what I feel when I'm, well, when I'm with you. And I've been into you for a long time and I just couldn't take it anymore tonight. I was feeling a bit, you know, amorous and
Figured you were asleep. So I thought maybe I'd get that extra thrill by just being near you and getting off, and it was such a thrill. Oh, I haven't come like that in a long while. At least, come by myself like that in a long while. And I think it's because I was near you, instead of by myself. I don't like it when you talk to other girls. I don't like it when you have other girls over. We've been roommates now for 2.5 years, and friends even longer than that. And for the past like year or so, I just started getting these feelings. And now, I just don't like it. I don't like it when you're with other people. That's why sometimes when you leave your phone out and you go to the bathroom, I'll scroll through and see who you're talking to. And I'll mute conversations and even delete messages. So you assume you're being ghosted. And well, I'm kind of sorry I do that, but you get hit up by so many random girls that you meet online and whatnot, and I don't like it. Because yeah, most people you meet online you never meet in person. But I've heard stories of people, like, really bonding with each other online to the point of falling in love and making plans to at some point meet in person. And, well, I don't want that to happen. Because I want you. I want you so bad. I want you to be mine. And only mine. I love you, damn it. And I have for a while. And I've wanted you so bad for so long. When I am by myself, with my toys or anything else, it's you I fantasize about. When I use my dildo, it's you I wish was fucking me instead. And when I use the clit sucker, it's you I wish was eating me out. Everything is just you. I wish it was you. Heck, even when I'm with those other guys, I still fantasize about you and pretend that they're you. Just so I don't feel like a complete mess while they're fucking me. But you're the one I want. You're the one I crave. You're the one I need. You haven't gotten laid in a while? Oh yeah, I've kind of noticed that. Is that why there's like a wastebasket full of tissues? You've been jacking off a lot? Oh, you've thought about me a few times? Well, why didn't you tell me? Yeah, there was that day I came out of the shower and forgot my towel and had to like dart down the hallway and you caught a glimpse of me. I didn't think you saw that much. Really? You like what you see of me? Oh, wow. So you don't mind the piercings and the tattoos and all that? So if you want me so bad, why don't you kiss me? I dare you. Go on. Do it. I bet you won't. I bet you will. Guess I was wrong. I've been wanting this for so long, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, since you've thought about me, what's something you thought about me doing, huh? Oh? You're curious about my tongue ring, too? Well, I don't mind that you are. In fact, I was hoping one day you might be. It is a different sensation from a normal blowjob. It feels different. Oh my, I can see you're already excited. I can see it poking through your shorts there. Why don't you take it out and I can show you what it's like to get a bit of lip service by yours truly. Oh my. You're bigger than I imagined. This might be a little tricky, but I'll still give it a go, just because I love you so much. Yeah, I feel how I like it. When the knob of the piercing glides against your shaft. Don't worry, I know not to get it caught on the tip. How does it feel? Yeah, different. Good different or bad different? Yeah, you like it? Is it everything you fantasized about? You want more? Well, don't mind if I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like how this feel? Like my tongue in her cock? Golly, I wasn't expecting you to start fucking my mouth like that, but why'd you stop and pull out? It felt like you were getting ready to come based on how much you were twitching. Oh? You want to come somewhere else? Yeah, I am on birth control. I'm on the pill. I have to be on it anyway because I got a certain lady condition that requires the hormones from the birth control to keep it from getting bad, so it kills two birds with one stone, but yeah. So, I take it you're out of rubbers? Well, that's fine. So, you really want to fuck me now? Really? Do you have any idea how long I've dreamed of this moment? How long I've fantasized about you being inside of me? Ah, you have no idea. So, you want it? You want me? That blowjob with my tongue ring turned you on so much that you just want to feel what it's like to be inside my pussy? Well, I've been told it's very tight. Very juicy. Oh, you hear the juicy part while I was playing myself? Fair enough. So why don't I get more comfortable and in position, and you can go to Plowtown on me, okay? Do you mind adding a little bit of lube? Not that I'm not wet enough for you already, it's just that, like, a little bit of extra slickness when I'm getting fucked. It helps it go in even deeper. And I want you as deep in me as humanly possible. There you go. Alright. I'm ready for you and you're ready for me. Oh, you're so big and thick and hard. Really fill this pussy up. I've dreamed about this, but I never thought it'd feel this good. Oh my god. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. Fuck me with that big cock of yours. Don't worry about getting me off. You heard I already came. So I'm just extra tight and fluttery for you while you're fucking me. Oh yeah, you fuck me so good. Yeah, you like fucking this tight, juicy little pussy? Yeah, you want to? Oh my. Oh, I'm glad both our dreams are coming true tonight. And I mean it. So good. Pussy? Oh yeah, babe, come on. I've been wanting it for so long. Bring pie my tight little pussy, please. Fill me up with all your hot cum. Please. I need it so bad. I need it so bad. Please. Please come in me. Please come in me. Oh, I need it. I need it. Please. Fill me up. Fill me up with all your hot cum, please. Good for you? I could feel your cock twitch and spasm as you busted your load deep in me. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, that was fucking incredible. Yeah, you should probably pull out right now. Yeah. Let's see how big a load you made in me. Ooh. Oh, it's a big one. Oh. If I wasn't on the pill, I could swear that load would have got me pregnant. Not that we want that, no. Oh, it just keeps coming. Yeah, it's a good idea though. Oh, use your blanket, really? To clean up? You don't have a towel? Okay. That was fucking incredible. Oh, I've dreamed about it for so long. You truly are amazing. Come here, baby. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. That was some of the best sex I ever had in my entire life. What about you? Yeah? Best blowjob and best pussy fucking? Well, color me flattered. So, does this mean we'll do it again sometime? Soon, perhaps? And does this mean you'll stop talking to all those other girls? And stop fucking all those other girls. Yeah, you're going to be mine? And only mine? Really? I'm so glad. Well, now I really can't wait till next time. It's a bit late though, and sleep is starting to call me, especially after coming and getting fucked. I'm exhausted. What about you? Yeah, you want to clean up and get back to sleep? Alright. I'm gonna do the same.
in my bathroom. I'm gonna shower off and whatnot. See you in the morning sometime? Okay then. Catch you later.
Hey there, Kitty Minx here, and thank you so much for listening to and enjoying this audio. It really means a lot to me. If you want to learn more about me and my work and find ways you can consume even more of my content, please check out my profile on Reddit. I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your audio listening experience.